UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, this may be one of the most loser statements, but sometimes you just appreciate the effort. Win or lose, you appreciate the effort. And I'm going to need y'all to apply that to your boy Maven, because he is giving it the good old college try today. Let's see what happens. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It's good to be here. No, you're not giving it the college try. You gave it the college try, Marcus. And you showed up, and it was awesome, and you did a great job. You know, and I'm happy you're here. So it's going
to
be fun.
There was no way I was going to be able to lay in that bed and feel sorry for myself. There's no way.
Yeah.
Even if I came to the garage and turned around and went back home, there was no way that I was going to just go. I mean, what am I, Nikki or Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
Morning, gentlemen. I've got questions.
I'm listening.
First off, shout out to the VP because he gave me some stuff to keep my collar down. So I'm just such a natural pimp. I just keep popping my collar all over the place.
Those are funny. Those always pop up in my laundry. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know I had one in the shirt.
Stiffen stays, right. As they're called. Stiffen stays
a very adult
for
thing.
Working stiffs.
Yes.
There you go.
Very adult thing to have.
I watched. Drew gave those to him, and I think it's hilarious that Drew was like, "I right, look, I just can't keep looking at your stupid collars." Yeah. True.
It's true. I mean, they're out of control. Now, on one hand, I'm super grateful. It's very nice of the VP to help me out in basically my other line of work. Right now, I look like the love child of Buddy Holly
Johnny Cash. I know how Drew feels, though. I know how Drew feels. Like, Nikki just has some of those things that just like, I can't stand for this anymore.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, could I start wearing my clothes badly in other ways and maybe get more free stuff out of the VP?
You work as the producer of the most influential two-hour radio show in the state of Kentucky. If there's swag you need, we can make that stuff happen. We can partner up with stores, and we can
we have swag.
Yeah, we have endless available opportunities.
I do need, honestly, some recommendations. Help me out, text line. I've got two cars now that are both beat up, but
this doesn't sound like swag. It actually sounds like the opposite of swag.
But, you know, they're running okay. They just need a paint job and or wrap. And I don't know. I've looked at both. If anyone has any recommendations, because I got a used Acura that drives actually okay.
Okay.
But it looks terrible. The paint's peeling. I got the Mazda 6 fixed. My old Mazda.
I'll tell you what. I'll double it
and
up.
And that one's dented. So
I'll double it up for you, Nikki. I have a Mustang that needs to be wrapped. Whatever color the wife wants, it'll probably be rose gold.
Nice.
That's what she wants.
Jeanette likes rose gold gold too.
I believe it, because Jeanette and Charity, the more they hang out, the more I realize I'm like, I think they would be best friends. It's weird. Like,
yeah.
I'm like,
Jeanette likes you. She loves the Munchkins. She really likes Charity. She gets like giddy when she comes to the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like it's. I really do think they would get along they do get along really well. But I'll double up if we can find a good wrap. You'll get double the business.
Yeah, seriously.
You find somebody, because Nick needs a wrap and I need a wrap.
Something. I mean, Marcus, you've gotten on me about my car before. Steve, you got on me a little
inside.
Bit about it.
Inside.
Right. I finally got the inside clean.
I never knock it. Let me be clear. I never knock anybody for what they drive. Because, listen, right. I know some dudes. Like, I've got a buddy. He's got a ton of money. He works hard. Ton of money. The car's like, eh. And we always mess with him, and he's like, I don't really care. That's like with me. People are like, why don't you just do this or do this, you know, buy here? And I'm like, because we don't. That's not what we care about. I don't know. Like, I put my money where I care. You know what I'm saying?
My child was standing in front of my car and said, where's your car?
Ouch. I said, I like your car, too.
No.
Marcus has the nicest car of all three.
The one before that one.
Okay.
Okay, I think my truck's better than that.
Yeah, listen, I vaguely remember
your
that
new one.
One,
though. Your new one. Listen, you're number one in the power rankings.
My older one, though, it was heavy. It was like stuff is getting cheap. The leather.
Oh yeah,
and the tightness, the firmness of your seating, just the stitching, you know, the cars are getting lighter. They're just getting wimpier and wimpier. So when I would get into my little tank, you know what I'm saying, my plush soft butter soft leather, old school, hard stitching, I enjoyed it. Like outside, it was not the best looking, and. You know, rust spots, and you know, I would have a problem with my light because it would get water in the little area, and my light would burn out. You know, I had some issues, but the inside is like, oh yeah. You know, every time I got it, but yeah, like I said, you know, my son was off and running, and you know, when I would go to see him, I'd rent a car, so he hadn't seen what I was driving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So. You know, when he came up to the house, like, we're literally right dead smack in front of my place. And he's like, looking. And I almost got my hand on the car. He's like, where's your car?
It's like, that's the one I'm opening the door for.
This one, son. He's like, yeah, this is not going to work. He didn't do that for me. In hindsight, he didn't do that for me. He did that for him.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. My dad can't be driving
around in this.
And I mean, it was a nice car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but he didn't see it that way. Okay, so point being, I don't know how we went down that road. College tries, wraps,
paint.
Car appreciation.
Let me tell you what I did the other day, Nick. Okay, I told Marcus about this, okay? Which, by the way, I need to ask you, you sent me a text yesterday. I'm curious. I was insanely busy yesterday. I don't even know why you're still my friend. Marcus called me and then texted me, and it was a text that it was something that I should have probably been like, oh man, let me I want to hear the answer to this. But it was like, that's how busy I was. That I didn't even call him back or text him back.
I don't remember.
It was probably good though.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah, I have no idea. I had to go back and look. Was I texting? What time? The time is
like,
always.
I know it was like afternoon or whatever. But do you know what time of year it is? Okay, we joke at my house. My wife always makes the joke. She's like, there's Christmas, and then there's first day of college football, opening weekend of college football for Steve. Like, I love college football. It's my favorite sport of anything, just right. Watch, to consume. I consume more college football than I do any sport out there. Even if Louisville's not good, I just have to watch college football. Like, I love it. So I'm sitting there the other day, Nick, and I was like, I pulled out my phone, and it's just the time of year it is. I was watching like the best finishes over the past decade, right, of college football. And I said, top five college football games I watch live. I wrote this on my notes. Ooh. I have it like on my notes. Now not in person there. And this isn't what the show is going to be themed around. We got some actual U of L sports. I had a bet with Marcus. I'm curious what your top five is.
Ones that I've watched live?
Yeah, you don't have to be there.
Huh.
Just that you watched the game live.
Don't overthink it.
Okay, all right. The first two that just immediately jumped to my mind were, because I remember I was in a hotel randomly. I forgot why. We were traveling. It was a hockey tournament. I don't remember. But the Ken Dorsey Miami versus Maurice Claret Ohio State game.
Okay.
That was a good one. I remember that one. I remember.
That's on my list, by the way.
That one is?
That's on my five.
All right, nice. Yep. The whole family was watching. Well, I was probably like sophomore high school, maybe. Mm-hmm. The whole family was in mom and dad's room. Me, Jamie, dad, mom. Hell, even Yaya might have poked her head in and watched Texas and USC.
USC.
Yeah, Vince Young versus Matt Leinart. That was good. Oh, man, U of L Clemson over, should pour one out for 502 Cafe.
When I was on screen, the Syracuse?
The Syracuse game.
Didn't we watch Syracuse Lamar over at 502?
You guys did. I was actually at my boy TBG's house, and I was in the basement. It was Biscuit, me, Jason Anderson, the ex at the time. It was their first time meeting everybody.
Clay decided to get married that night. It's like, not the next day. We have a Friday night game, and Lamar Jackson's going to...
But like you said, cheaper.
No, it was. I guess that's why he's got money. I don't know. But I'm just like, I guess if an NFL star can get married on Friday to save a little money, Clay can get married.
Allegedly.
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 Then Clay can get money.
That's why both of them are fiscally responsible. I know,
yeah. Not during the Lamar leap, though. He should have known Lamar was going to jump over somebody.
He should have been prepared. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
The game day game, I have mixed feelings about. Because that was when, shout out, this is one of the reasons we're the new home for U of L athletics. We did the 36 hours of pregame coverage. Mm-hmm. And I drew the short straw of running the game day pregame thing.
Yeah.
So I was the one in the studio wearing sweatpants all by myself, eating pizza boxes, and everyone else was down at game day. And so I watched, I was like, Phil was like, I got your pass, come meet us down here. And I just was so tired because it was a late night before, and I just wound up watching the game. I got superstitious because I still wasn't sure that this was going to be, and I was like, man, they're kicking their ass the first quarter. I probably shouldn't leave. And I watched it literally by myself, kind of like a loser, but ate all the leftover pizza and watched it jumping up and down in the conference room all by myself. So that one probably is up there. But the Liberty Bowl when they beat Boise State?
Yeah.
That was, I think, when I officially was, because I – college football growing up.
I was at that game, yeah.
You were?
Oh, it was amazing.
What year was that?
2005, because I was 2004. I think it was New Year's Eve of 2004.
Okay.
So the game technically was 2004, but
right.
It was New Year's Eve.
Right.
So yeah, it was. The game was in 2004.
I marvel at you guys that can put years on.
I'm actually super impressed because the joke was I was like, Nick can't name five.
Well, I was going to say that game, actually, I'm going to replace that game because the Lamar leap was awesome and everything like that, but it was one moment.
Yeah.
So
it's killed him. It was.
Like, but that would be honorable mention. The Lamar leap is honorable mention as I throw the nice gift that Drew gave me on the floor by mistake. I'm going to say the Liberty Bowl game over Boise State because I remember.
Incredible game.
That was the game I said I'm a Louisville fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching it, and my brother was on the couch, and I was in
Wait a minute.
And I was
so
screaming at the TV, and he was like, I didn't know you cared about Louisville that much. And I was like, yeah, man.
L's up, baby.
By the way, there is no camera.
I know, man. I know. Oh, yeah, I just looked at the camera. Okay, that's pretty good.
So, yeah, sorry. I
tried not to get super homer and put a bunch of Louisville games on there, but Boise State, Louisville was an honorable mention.
Give Nikki his props on that, too.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was really good.
And your dismount of becoming a Louisville fan.
Yeah, that was
I was going to say, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
I did not think that you were going
and
to.
It's such a, and that's such a tough question, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
especially on the spot.
Yeah,
because,
right.
I mean, I was sitting there thinking, you know.
I'm listening to him, and I'm just like, I could go on forever. You know, like, I could
name. That's why I say to narrow it down to five is like.
Let me ask you this.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get listy there.
Television.
America loves lists.
Actually, the text line, yeah. I mean,
I figured
million texts.
Yeah. Televisions or our spot over at the. At the complex or home theater, of course, politically correct, everybody, we go to the stadium first, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
Your biggest thrills, would you say they come from being in a stadium or the press box or...
You know, this is going to be an awkward answer, or not an awkward answer, but I think home. I'll tell you why. I put a list of five: Ohio State, Miami, USC at Notre Dame, the Bush push game. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so into that. Louisville, Clemson, I think was, even though we lost, was.
I had so much money riding on Vince Young in Texas.
That's one of mine I left off.
Love Vince Young.
Yeah.
I love Vince Young. And then you put Lindell White.
I was USC
CJ
guy.
CJ3.
You listen.
I had Chris Johnson, Lindell White, and Vince Young at the Titans. Mm-hmm. Jeff Fisher. Nikki, get ready.
Like, I can't.
Jeff Fisher.
I know.
Yeah, just Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
In my sports world, if we're going to do lists, it's hard to not have Jeff Fisher. He's probably number one.
Yeah.
That has taken something from me that was pure and it was mine.
Yeah.
And you probably the referee.
Yeah.
It's probably a referee that made a call that took something from me. Jeff Fisher. I would have to think about that. But point being, Oh, no, I love USC. I love USC.
I was USC all the way.
I liked the awkwardness of venting. I liked 6'5".
Yeah.
Awkward run, you know, kind of deer-like run, you know what I'm saying? I liked the underdog
sure.
issues. Like, no, I'm like, no, that dude can play. You know what I'm saying? He's mechanics and, you know. I'm like, look at the boy Cooks off his arm.
See,
you know?
But I was Reggie Bush guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, Reggie Bush is better. Like, Reggie Bush is the first guy. Like, I remember being sitting at home and getting a phone call from my buddy. He's like, hey,
Turn on Fox Sports. Dude, watch. Look what Reggie Bush is doing against Fresno State. Right. Like, we're over here in Kentucky. And I'm like, what? Okay. So, like, you turn it on. You're like, and, like, the first play, you're like, oh. And it was like, God,
it's like a video game.
He's got
yeah.
like 700 yards. You know, it was
I
like
his stride too.
Yeah,
he had a nice, like, smooth stride.
To me, I would, and to me, yep. I looked at Vince Young, and I'm like, you're a baby. He's better. You know, I mean, this is just me at the time. Obviously Vince Young.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't take much to pick a side. Yeah.
Vince Young's even said it himself. If he don't win the Heisman, they probably don't win the championship. Or if he wins the Heisman, they probably don't win the championship. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just went into that game and was like, I'm not going to lose. I just refuse.
I cannot believe USC gave him that lane to get that corner.
Fourth down, too.
It was fourth down.
Fourth and five,
bro. Oh, my God. That was
That's one of the best, though. When he runs through the crowd, like he scores, and there's like a crowd of media. Yeah. It's like, dude, you know, maybe am I going to eliminate Georgia versus Oklahoma? I thought that was a heck of a game in the Rose Bowl. And FSU-Auburn. I got FSU-Auburn in the national title game on there.
Steve.
My point was, really quick, I watched all those at home.
Steve.
Ooh, Boise State-Oklahoma hook and ladder was pretty sick, too.
That was on there a lot.
Yeah, Nikki, that's up there.
Steve.
I actually didn't watch that game, though.
We're talking about...
You know what? Actually, neither did I. I just watched so many highlights, I felt like I did.
Game... two or three of the season. Georgia, Tennessee.
You know, I thought about that.
Smoke gray, not the one you said. Georgia,
no,
Tennessee.
I know.
Smoke gray uniforms.
I thought about it.
Right?
Incredible game.
Tennessee, smoke gray uniforms. I was supposed to go to the game. The roads was like stupid rain. Me and Kevin Smiley were going to go to Tennessee, Georgia. The roads were ridiculous.
Which, by the way, I have proof. I can tell Charity. I said Marcus's number one would be.
Oh. And listen, but here's the thing. The setup. I'm hurt. Jalen's a freshman. I'm about to go to Georgia, Tennessee to see him, right?
Oh, Georgia, Tennessee.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, I'm thinking Oklahoma, Tennessee.
No, that's.
I had Oklahoma. No, I was like, no. I almost put that on
my
list.
You mean the one when Jalen had 24 tackles?
Yes.
Oh no, that's not
okay.
That's real low on the list.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be butchering your thing.
No, I was
just in my brain. We were talking about that.
No, Steve, I got to tell you, freshman, we're getting ready to go to watch Georgia, Tennessee. The rain is just stupid, right? So I tell Kevin, I'm like, dude, let's just punt on this, man. Let's go to the crib. I bought turkey sandwiches and drinks, right?
Right.
And, you know, like I said, I cleaned up my place because we was going a road trip, you know, to go do this. The rain was just too bad. And the weather was better in Knoxville, but it was like, it's just, dude, I can't drive for 3.5 hours in this stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's going to suck. You know, you're just that where your windshield wipers are like going to burn out by the time you get there, you know?
Yeah.
So we just stopped, you know, like I said, and I went to get off my butt, you know, and just I got on my bed for a second, was watching the game. Kevin's over there sitting on the floor. Georgia is punting from its 20, and I swear, I said, no, he didn't block that punt. Jalen blocked the punt as a freshman against Georgia. It gets recovered for a touchdown in Rocky Top. I'm like, oh, my God. And Kevin was like, no, Marcus, that was him. I'm like, no.
This is
no,
kind of
– no. Wait, go ahead.
This is kind of cheating. Like, I'm trying to make this awesome, like, little list that I watched, and you're like
– I got carried away.
You're using your kid.
I got carried away.
You're using your kid.
No, I got carried away.
What was the score of that game?
It was close. No, it was close.
A good game.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to be pissed if it was like.
No.
I mean, the game sucked.
No, it was lost by 30, but.
Listen, it was a heartbreaker, and I told you a story. That's when he got invited to hang out with the OGs.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm just like, oh, he's made now, you know? Yeah. Like, hey, look, baby mama.
He doesn't need to be going out with those guys.
Yeah, totally.
I guess she ended up being right, but that's not the point. Point was, he got invited to go hang out with the OGs.
Yeah.
After he blocked the punt against Georgia, they got recovered for a touchdown. I was like, this is awesome. Listen, it was never going to get any better than that, Steve.
Until he had 24 tackles against Baker Mayfield in Oklahoma. CeeDee Lamb and all them.
No.
Samaje Perine.
Oh, like, he was smacking them.
Yeah. Hollywood Brown was on that
team. Was he on that Oklahoma team?
Yeah. God. It was like CeeDee Lamb, Hollywood Brown, Baker Mayfield, Samaje Perine.
He forces a fumble that's going to seal the game. I think it's CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah. It's probably Hollywood Brown.
Listen,
doesn't fumble.
He had his arms and then he fell back on the ball just because the ball never landed on the ground, but he fell on it. They get the ball, they score a game up.
That's awesome.
It's terrible. No, I mean he made the play.
It was a great game. I remember watching that because that was after we started hanging out, and I was like, oh, okay, now I'm invested in this, and that was kind of a great game.
That was a checkerboard.
I like Tennessee.
That was a checkerboard.
Yeah, that was a checkerboard. Yeah, that was amazing.
This was bad. Sorry, y'all.
No, I just that's
that
why
was fun.
I hated to even bring it up because I know when I start going down that road,
I know
because then immediately I'm like, oh, I mean, I can come up with my Louisville games and everything. Mm-hmm. But my whole point in saying all that was this is kind of what August is. You start reminiscing. That's why I say college football is the best opening of anything because you're salivating.
It's the opening of sports.
It really is. Yeah, it's the opening of fall sports. So
baseball's a placeholder. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. I mean, even though, you know, the Reds, they're doing okay. They're young, you know. I got the Field of Dreams game. That's always fun, you know. Or it was fun last year. I think it'd be cool watching the Reds in it.
Didn't you say you were going to go to one of those?
I thought, yeah, it was one of those, like, last year when they announced the Reds. Like, I'm going to that.
Yep.
And then you're like, how much is the ticket? I'm not going to that. Yeah, right. I'm not going to that. I can watch a game in a cornfield somewhere else. I play kickball.
I tell you what, we let this first few minutes get away from us. We'll take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Girl, the way you're moving, got me in a trance. DJ, turn me up, ladies, get your dance. I'm a silver scholar, you don't know the band. And I'm a thoughtless money, I'm doing it right.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Let me take a second, in case I'm not around here for the entire day, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Good stuff.
So here's the thing. Couple little irritants, minor irritants.
Okay.
Arkansas better be good.
Okay, I'm listening.
Arkansas better be good. There's been a couple funny memes going around, right? I sent you one the other day. It was the Washington Commanders.
Yes.
Who who is that that was picking with Lamar Jackson, and he pulled up the video of that kid dancing in the locker room? Bart Scott?
Yes, I think.
Twerking in the locker room?
Yeah.
Talking slick about Lamar?
Yes. Was it Bart Scott?
Was it Bart?
I can't remember.
That wasn't Bart Scott.
No.
Text line. Who was the guy that they were saying slick stuff about Lamar, and he was basically like, "This you, bro?"
Yeah.
And pulled out the video of that guy, and he was twerking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, splits both ways and everything twerking. And if you remember that video, it was like, at first it was like, oh, look, he can dance. And then when he went to the splits and the double splits, it was like, ooh.
Too much.
Too much. Pause.
Yeah.
You're at a 12. We need you at like in 7 or 8.
Like,
buddy.
Once you started double, like, because that took practice. I don't know how you, where'd you find the time to practice that aggressive of a split? And so Lamar gets hold of this video, like, what a great clap back.
Yeah.
This you, bro?
Absolutely.
Talking slick about me. So there's that. This is just my thing. This is my problem only.
Okay.
It may lead to an extreme humbling.
Okay.
Look. I accept this. Mm-hmm. This is general. Did you see, by the way, speaking of, did you see Duke, the Duke opera singer?
Yes.
Between him and the Commanders guy, it's like, if I'm the coach, I'm like, listen, y'all. We don't have the kind of record. We don't have the kind of reputation where we're going to get excited about the opera singing center or the twerking cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Keep this crap off the Listen, if you're going to put our Commander uniform on, Bernard Pollard, yes, thank you. If you're going to do that crap, keep it off TikTok. Don't do it in my uniform.
Yeah.
Duke, the Commanders, Bernard Pollard.
Yep.
Newest addition to my list. Although they do have the resume to be able to do it. Arkansas.
Okay.
The video, the first video.
Arkansas basketball team.
The first video of them, you know, doing the.
Yeah.
I was thanking the sports gods that was happening in my uniform. Okay. I felt some kind of way.
Okay.
I'm watching these Arkansas videos and they just look so corny and it's getting on my nerve. I don't even have, like, I shouldn't have a problem with Arkansas or anything. I like the athletes they get. I watch them bust Kentucky 3 out of 4 times in a row. Like, I watched the guy punch on them at the buzzer. You know, like, I got no problem with Arkansas in real life.
Right.
But now they're on our schedule, and I got some extra stink.
And we know they're on the schedule now, yes, too, because we actually, I mean, yes, now that it's not, well, we could play them in the tournament. It's, yes, like, no, you play them.
So I'm going to have to go get.
Which, by the way, Mike James posted some jerseys on his Instagram.
He's probably going to get in trouble for that.
Look like there might be some Maui jerseys. That was okay. I liked it.
Those are Maui-inspired jerseys.
They have to be.
They have, right, to be.
Yeah.
So in case you're wondering,
go to Mike James'
Instagram.
Instagram.
I mean, it's not a Louisville pattern.
No. Yeah, I mean, no, they're not like our jerseys.
Yeah,
I mean,
they Maui-inspired Maui something. Yeah.
Look to them, yeah.
So to Arkansas, I'm watching these videos. They're just joking around way too much. And like I said, everybody knows the story. North Carolina came into Freedom Hall, and I just didn't like how they were smiling. I didn't like seeing Louisville people go over there and get autographs. It just got on my nerves. It got under my skin. And it's random. Mateen Cleaves.
Yeah.
It's just certain irks. They irk me.
Yeah.
Musselman irk me.
Mm-hmm.
And the players out there, they were irking me. And I'm like, boy,
yeah,
you better not let us get hold of you. You better humble my team well.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be a top 5 team.
Oh, yeah. It's probably top 3. Yeah.
You better humble me well coming out this game.
Yeah.
Because if you even let me keep it close, if we make you sweat, I'm going to be a terror. I'm going to be a terror this basketball season. That's how irritated I got just looking at him. So, Kenny, Nolan, why y'all out golfing with world champions and stuff?
Right.
Just make sure my guys are ready.
Man, I know. Opening game, too, out there. Like, and you get them. But I get it, though, man. I mean, it's kind of, you know, the beach video and stuff. It's like, okay, all right.
I know.
All right.
I know.
You're having a lot of fun.
I know. You smile. Y'all smiling ear to ear, sunglasses, and y'all just look way too comfortable. Don't let me get hold of you. Don't let me get hold of you.
Oh, man.
Okay, so that last night I said it. I said, listen, if you don't feel the portal of success opening up in Louisville, then you don't have feeling.
Okay.
Once Kenny, your football and basketball coach, and Griff simultaneously touch the soil of Shawnee Park, mm-hmm. it's like the Infinity Stones.
Yes.
And then, you know, then you start getting Damian Lee. And you remember, this whole run started the moment we took Damian Lee out of the tournament.
Yes.
This whole thing
went
completely off track.
It's not been right since.
And just him returning.
And directly, like we just beat number one North Carolina.
That's what I'm saying.
Then boom, out of the tournament. And nothing's been the same since.
So you get that.
We get a two seed. They get beat in the second round.
Oh, God.
We get a team who's ranked number one, and they're probably going to be a three seed in the tournament. Tournament's canceled.
Oh, God. We get a tournament canceled where we're going to be a three seed, Steve.
Yeah.
The one chance we had to get right after 4 years.
Or higher. I mean, depending on what we did.
Yeah, and ACC. Yeah, right. And we're saying three because we got infested by loserism right then, too. We're saying the floor was three. So, Steve, Damian Lee returns. NBA championship trophy, mm-hmm. championship pedigree. Yeah. I get Russ Smith. I get Peyton Siva. I get all the energy. I get the energy of my Louisville guys all back. I see Nolan and Damian.
Yeah.
And just, it was right.
Yeah.
It was all right with the world.
No, it really does. And we know Arkansas is not the opening game of the season, but it's the first game against the top 25 team.
Why? 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 We're talking about everything good with the world, and you said technically it's not the opening game.
Oh, no, but it's the first top 25 game.
It's the first game in the Maui.
Yeah.
Steve knows that. Steve knows that, Texter. You know Steve knows that. You just had to do that correction.
Never know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, you're right, though, man. Seeing that yesterday, and you see, it does.
I can't skip over that my football team is kicking out this swag, Steve, like we might have a defense.
Yeah.
Like we might have a locker room with some competition.
Yeah.
To have fresh bodies.
Right.
In and out of the defense.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of good seems to be happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, it does feel that way right now. And it's like I'm riding that momentum into the season, you know, where it's kind of like one step at a time.
What are we going to do for our rules for the player profiles?
Oh, man.
Are we going to, like, choose a side? Are we going to choose, like, an offense or defense?
I think you do. I think you start with newcomers.
Because
we did the player profiles last year.
Newcomers. Okay. Newcomers, resumes.
Like freshmen, transfers, you know, because it's like we did the player profiles last year. It's almost like I don't have to necessarily do all, not saying we can, mm-hmm. you know. We can do the starters.
And a lot of guys are just now going to be playing.
Yeah.
How healthy is Marvin Dallas?
Seems to be. I mean, he was, they talked to him yesterday, I believe. So, yeah, I mean, I was listening to Pat and then over to Marvin Dallas because there was nothing else to listen to from 12 after we were off, when we were off the air. So I...
Nikki can't listen. Nikki... He's going to get in trouble for that. Remember what Andy Sweeney told him yesterday?
Yeah, he's going to get in trouble.
I know how to do it without getting in trouble.
So texters...
I've evolved.
Listen, when it goes to random O'Reilly's commercials, it's Nikki sabotaging again.
Blame Nick. Because I think that there is some serious... I mean, you know, when you think of the newcomers, I think a lot of times with our player profiles and when you go through those and you hear some of the stuff, I think you want to hear it from people you've not heard it about before. You know, there's guys on the team you kind of forget. Maybe some guys that are going to get some PT. Even if we did them last year, some guys that are going to get some PT this year that didn't before.
What player profiles do you think people should know about the most? Is it?
I mean, guys that are going to play that are new, I think.
Like transfers?
Yeah, transfers. You see some freshmen, some red shirts.
You see, they say my indie guys is making huge jumps from day one to day five. What's my boy's name? Indy.
Popeye Williams.
Popeye Williams.
Yeah.
He gonna be ready to play?
Yeah. Like he's one as a freshman that will be ready.
Because you remember once we got Popeye in the fold, we were like, that's a football player.
Yeah.
Ready to come in and work.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to hear Coach Gasparato?
Please.
Talk about him?
Absolutely.
And others?
Obviously, Yassir's got he's got all the tools in the world, man. He's had a tremendous offseason. He's put on close to 10 pounds, and he's moving around really, really well. Cam Wilson has been really good. He's made a lot of strides, just playing fast. He understands what to do. He's competing. And then Popeye and Allen, they're both Popeye, obviously, coming in, has done a tremendous job just learning the defense, you know, the first few days, just wanted to make sure that in his mind, he was getting things right, lining up, doing what he needed to do. In the last couple practices, he's starting to flash that speed and athleticism that you saw watching him in high school, just playing. He knows he can let loose and he knows what to do within the scheme. Alan Smith has showed flashes as well. I mean, we've got a great room. They're all close. We got a lot of depth. And we always know, Coach D. Nick says all the time, as a starter, you're guaranteed one play. So there's always that next man up mentality. And we saw that last year at several positions. For whatever reason, someone getting injured, banged up, whatever it is, next guy's got to be up, and you're expected to produce at that same level. So these guys have been working their butts off trying to get ready and start a show on the grass.
I like that phrase. Starters only guarantee one play.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Absolutely. I mean, it keeps the competition alive, man, and it keeps the
which is what we wanted.
Yeah,
which is what we wanted. We wanted to know there was competition. We wanted to know that there's going to be a guy who can play at every position that can jump in there.
Yeah. Well, and it keeps the whole competition as far as staying ready. You know, when you're not in there, because it's like a game. We were talking about it off the air. You know, we're like, a college football game is such an investment. You know, imagine playing in it. I mean, it's one of those things where your fortunes can change just like that.
If you practice all season, you have to when you say playing a college game, that's a 7-hour event. Like, you got to be at the stadium early. You got to get taped, like pads, like everything you have to do to get ready to run out on the field. Like,
yeah.
You see how early guys are out there? Everybody who's went to a football game and you got there on time.
Mm-hmm.
And you look up at the clock and you still see 57 minutes. You're like,
oh, it's my lap. Marcus knows, like, my tradition, hopefully I can do it again now. My tradition is,
I'm kind of,
or is that just over?
I go down, you know, about 45 minutes before the game, and I'll just take a lap around the field. I like
and
to
it helps
look.
Kill time.
Yeah, well, of course, right. of course. But I like to see the guys up close. My team, how they looking
in comparison?
Yeah, I like to see the other team how they looking. You know, the other my team, I'm looking more attitude. Their team, I'm looking physical, you mm-hmm. know, like I'm looking at size. I'm looking because I don't know their attitudes. So mm-hmm. I don't know if is this normal mm-hmm. or are they just pumped or what, you know what I mean? Is this fake juice?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I can tell my guy looks timid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know, like so.
Or see if my guy is staring at them a little too.
Well, and
too
I
much.
Saw my guys up close. Like I know the size of my dudes, you mm-hmm. know, like so. You know, it's one of those things where you like to see that part, but to your point, that's where it starts for them. Now, what if 3 hours later, you're in the early fourth quarter,
oh.
and you're in the game, and you didn't even realize you were going to play today,
oh.
and you come off the edge, bang, make a play, ball goes up in the air, your whole day changed. Like, you were out there 3 hours ago going through warm-ups, whatever, and it's like now
Were you going through warm-ups thinking you were going to play? Like,
yeah.
are you on sideline invested? When coaches talk about bringing the juice on the sideline yeah. and all that, it's like, no. It's hard to have a whole five, six hours
yes.
of investment for game days.
Yep.
And especially if you, like I say, if there's not a lot of competition going on, like, oh, this dude's a starter and he's going to be in. Man, it's.
Yeah. yeah
I'm just
yeah.
like.
you know, Phil might have come through with an awesome lunch today. I'm going to have to look up his menu.
If you had to guess what Nikki was doing, like, I was literally banging on the window.
Uh-huh.
And Nikki was none the wiser. If you had to guess what he was. Working on
porn. It's porn.
Marcus. Booking. I was booking guests.
I was gonna say fighting.
Lots of porn. Other.
But when he went straight to that, I'm like, obviously, I don't think that was it. That looked like maybe a fight face.
Oh no, that's my busy face. That's my yeah.
God, what's your fight face look like, man?
Do you text long argumentative texts back and forth? When y'all are arguing,
sometimes. But I got away from that and just do the machine gun, like. No, I disagree. We'll talk about this later. Bang, bang, bang. Three-shot burst. Bang, bang, bang. That's the more effective way.
I like it.
Of fighting.
I can respect it.
And then maybe throw in a love you.
What do you think I do?
Don't text.
He deletes their number.
Blocks them.
What do you think I do, Nikki, when I get a long text?
I don't know.
Angry text.
Look, I'm probably getting in trouble for saying this, but I'll deal with it later. I don't know, because there's been a couple, man. Mark Smell, yeah, I'm never talking to this one again. Like, and then I'm like, a couple days later, he's like, yeah, so I was talking with such and such, and I'm like,
Wait a minute.
I mean, he just nonchalantly, like, oh, yeah, I ain't never talking to her again.
I want to go down the road. It'll make me look like this the worst. It's, oh, that's why he's not married. It's like, yeah, no, you were wrong, and I'll have to tell you why you're wrong, and I'm not even discussing.
I mean, that's better than not replying, though. I mean,
who says I didn't reply?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.